Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Another day, another round of special court hearings involving evidence that may have been deliberately tainted by a chemist at a Massachusetts drug lab. Those sessions began this month and are being conducted by video hookup from prisons around the state. WBUR's David Boeri was in court for today's hearings and explains the ongoing process in this legal morass.
In Suffolk Superior Courtroom 808, it was MCI Shirley Day, which meant that today, a day after MCI Cedar Junction Day, the special drug court would take up motions to stay sentencing in drug crimes from inmates from the Shirley Prison. To streamline the process, the court is going prison to prison and focusing on only the cases where the now notorious Annie Ducan was the chemist analyzing the evidence. She was the one who signed off on the evidence that led Christopher Osorio to plead guilty to trafficking cocaine. Today he won a stay of sentence without having to post bail. His attorney is Joshua Haney.
He's going to have a GPS on him. He's going to have a curfew.
With Judge Christine McAvoy presiding, the court has efficiently tried to work its way through a battlefield of casualties, triaging the cases, giving priority to inmates whose convictions may have resulted from tainted or fabricated evidence. Here's defense attorney Andrew Stockwell Alpert.
And if the drug certificate is in question and they can't be convicted, they don't belong in jail waiting for the Commonwealth to do anything.
The Office of District Attorney Dan Conley agreed with most of the defendant's motions. The judge granted stays of sentence to 13 inmates and set most bails at $200 or $500 cash. For the defendants, it's a temporary release from prison. Joshua Haney describes what's next for his client.
I expect that we're going to file the motion to vacate the guilty plea, which is where all these cases are going. The court can't handle them right now. The court is just trying to deal with the people who are in custody who shouldn't be in custody. Down the road, the next 2 to 3 months, they're going to start hearing the motions to vacate the guilty pleas.
If the defendants do succeed in withdrawing their guilty pleas, the prosecutors will have to decide. Do they recharge the defendants and try them over again, or do they drop the case altogether? One big question will be whether the drugs that were the evidence are drugs at all and untainted by Annie Ducan. For Suffolk Superior Courtroom 808, tomorrow will be another day, another prison, another shovel into the mountain. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.